Start your day the tour away Northwest London, Sunday 20th of Iyar, 29th of May, 43rd day of the Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Silver Shliter, Kovod HaTorah. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Wiesenfeld, Lin Nishmas, Rabbi Ephraim Fischer, Ben Rabbi Yoel, Aryeh Zichron Lebrocha, Rabbi Fischer Dick Zichron Lebrocha of Antwerp. The Ziyad site was on the 21st of Iyar. I know you're reminding me of
everyone. I have to start. I mean, somewhere is right. But I'll start with the statement that Baruch Hashem, I've been here for about 2 days and I've spoken about five times, maybe six. And I'm a little spoken out. Perhaps I bit off too much more than I can chew. However, Hashem Baruch Hu, he runs the world. So I'll share a few thoughts here. I must say, in this context, a number of years ago, when I was at a seminar, and that seminar was a long way away. It was in Hong Kong. We were giving a seminar in Kiev Kroivin, and for my sins, I was put on the 11th floor in this Hilton Hotel in Hong Kong. And I had to climb up 11 flights and back down again. Because everything was taking place in the in the lobby area, and I had to climb up to my room and to get whatever. I had to make sure the cheshbon out, take this, take that. And finally, towards the end, Shalashuda's time, when I went up to the room. So I'm climbing up the stairs. And I'm about the eighth floor, ninth floor, and a bellhop, a Chinese fella. He sees me coming. I'm trudging up the steps, and he starts, to bow here and to bow there. I said, thank you very much. And then he says, lift, lift. He was trying to tell me that there's a lift there, that I can take the lift and go up to my room, or wherever I was going. So I said, I'm sorry, I can't. It's my day of rest. You should have seen the look on his face. So the reason I tell you that is only because that's the way I feel. But I want to share a machshava about Kavod HaTorah. We all, I'm sure, familiar with the Gemara in Yevamos that tells us about the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva all died between Pesach and Shavuos. Shalonagu kovod ze bazeh. They didn't show kovod to one another. That's very, very difficult to understand. I mean, what does that mean? We're talking about Tanoim. These are Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. We're talking about Tanoim, and we're talking about Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who's the one that says, "Ohavta l'reacha kamoicha," is that Klal Gadol b'Torah. How is it possible that they didn't show kavod to one another? So, perhaps to understand it, we have to define a few terms. The first term is kavod itself. What do we mean by kavod? I guarantee you that kavod HaTorah has nothing to do with putting a plaque up on the wall. Kavod HaTorah has nothing to do with how much money you give. What is kavod? So there's a very interesting term that's used in Lashon HaKodesh. You have to know that if two things come together, two words seemingly represent the same concept, there's a connection. It has to be connected. So we know that kavod, the shayrish of kavod is kavod. Kavod is heavy. Heavy of content. Things that are heavy of content. Meaning, it's not easily moved. You can't move it. You have to put effort. You have to put effort into it. That's kavod, physically. And that's kavod in a ruchnistic level. That when you see something that is full of content, it has to have a certain recognition in your eyes that this is something heavy, that this is something important, that this is something valuable. It's interesting, we say in the Megillah we said it, and we say it in other places I'll soon show you, that another word for kavod is yokar. La'yudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sosoin v'yikar. What is yikar? So we know yakar is expensive, something which is expensive. Well, something which is expensive, it's very difficult to move from one place to the other. You have to put in a lot of effort to earn a lot of money in order to pay that which is expensive. And yakar represents, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yidei Moshe kvedim, that his hands were kaved, right? Heavy. So the Targum right there says, Yidoed the Moshe Yakirin. Yokor. So Yokor and Kavod are synonymous. And it goes even further than that. What's the opposite of Kavod? It's Kal. Nikle. Someone that, you know, that you can easily move him. He's not, there's no content there. It's Kal. Something Kal is light. What's the opposite of Yokor? Expensive. Is Zol. What is Zol? Cheap. Or zilzul, that which you disdain, that which you make, that has no value in your eyes. Rabbanu Shalom, the pasuk says, Kol Masha, it's a pasuk, it's a Mishnah. The Kol Masha Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'olama, Lo Bara Ela Lichvoidai. Now, what does that mean? I never saw a plaque up on Rabbanu Shalom's name. Nobody does that. What does it mean? Kol Masha Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever the Rabbanu Shalom created, lo Bara, he didn't create it, Ela Lichvoidai, that it should be honored. What does that mean? How do you understand that? So it must be as this. Kavod is a unique quality. A unique quality in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's this. That without us, there is no kavod. Without Klal Yisrael, without the world, without mankind, and a special type of human being, one who exercises his bchira. I'll tell you what I mean. Imagine if you were forced to give kavod to somebody. Right? So how does that feel? That's false kavod. That's kavod amedume, as they refer to it. Kavod? Kavod, you can't, you have to do it because you have the ability not to do it. And because you have the ability not to do it, when you do it, that's kavod. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo bara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamai, kol mashu bara ela lechvoidai. What he's saying, what that Mishnah is saying, is that he created us in such a way with bechira that we have the ability to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to choose to give kavod. And every time we behave in a way that's in line with the Rabbanu Shalom's wishes, that's called kavod. We're giving him the kavod, the honor, because we are choosing to do what he says as opposed to not doing what he says.
And let's say, I'm not away from kavod.
Well, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. We'll get to that too. The Mutz Hashem, okay? Whoever runs away from kavod, what does it say? I will tell you that now. What does it say after that? HaKavod barachas acharav. That means you're going to get that kavod If you run away from the covet, it's not the covet that you're supposed to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the covet that has your name on the plaque that we're talking about that you're running away from. You're such an individual. You're choosing not to place yourself first. It's not numero uno. I'm the center of the universe. Then the covet comes to you. The true covet comes to you.
It's reflective.
Of course. It's beautiful. So the whole idea of covet has to be understood and absorbed within us. And that's so beautiful. We say it every single day. Every day we say it in the morning. Toiv yotzar kavod lishmoy. What does that mean? Toiv yotzar kavod lishmoy. It's good. Rabbanu Shalom, it's good that you created kavod for your name. For your name. By the way, when we talk about name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're talking about the way he runs the world. The Sheamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way he runs the world. So Tov Yotzar Kavod Lishmoy, that we recognize that the Rabbanu Shalom is running the world. But what does it mean, Tov Yotzar Kavod Lishmoy? Well, we're being Meshabeach the Rabbanu Shalom. Thank you so much. Yes. But to understand that, we have to understand what Tov is. So if I would ask you for a definition of Tov, what would you say? You would say it's the opposite of Ra, right? That's not a definition. It's not good enough. What's Toiv? What do we mean by Toiv? It's good. What makes it good? I'll tell you what makes it good. We'll start with what makes it Ra. Because the Ra, the true Ra, does not mean bad. The true translation and the true definition of Ra is like it says in Tehillim, Tiro'ein b'shevet barzel. Break them with an iron staff. Ra is anything that's broken. What does that mean, broken? The Gemara calls a ladder that has a broken rung a sulam ra'ua. Ra! It's broken. I'll tell you even further than that. You think about it, do you see how Lashon HaKodesh teaches us what? If we analyze it, it shows us the emes sheba emes. Make shever brachas. What do we call them? Sameach tesamach reim ha'ahuvim. What's ra? Why is it ra? The shortage of reim is ra. What do we mean? It doesn't mean that they're not going to have a pleasant life. It doesn't mean that they're not going to be fighting the whole time. So what does it mean, reim ha'ahuvim? They were once together. One unit. Husband, wife, man, woman. They were together. And they were separated. So it was two parts now. Reim. V'haftal reyachol kamocha. What's v'haftal reyachol kamocha? We all part of the same shoresh. And the neshama comes from the same shoresh, and then it was separated out into individuals. So when we talk about Ra, Ra means broken. What is broken? Broken means something that doesn't let you get to your goal. You have a goal. I'll give you an example. Would you say it's a good thing to play tennis 18 hours a day?
Of course not.
Of course not. It depends. What if you want to win Wimbledon?
Oh, then you do.
Then it's a good idea. You want to be a Talmud Chacham? Not such a good idea. Right? So Ra and Tov are dependent on the goal. So Ra means it doesn't let you get to your goal. Ra's broken. The biggest Ra of all. What's the biggest Ra the Gemara calls? Mavis is Ra. Why is Mavis Ra? Because it interrupted you. You're not completing the path. You're not getting to where you need to go. So Toiv, if that's Ra, is doesn't let you get to the goal. Tov is that which allows you, anything that allows you to get to the goal. So we say, Toiv Yotzar Kavod Lishmoy. It's so good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Kavod for his name, in that we now have we were created as Bocharim. We were created as people with choice. And we can choose to give Kavod. To get Kavod from something or someone that has no choice but to give you the Kavod, that's not true Kavod. So what we're saying is, Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you so much for creating us in such a way that we can choose and acknowledge to give you Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says that these, the days of Sfira, and that that we're counting. And how are we counting? Why are we counting? So the Chinuch brings that the reason that we're counting is because we want to reach the ultimate goal of what the whole world was created for, and that was Kabbalah HaTorah, for Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's what we're counting. We're counting the days, we're counting the progress towards Kabbalah HaTorah, which means that in order to get to Kabbalah HaTorah, we have to work at it. Klal Yisrael worked very hard. The Ramban said that originally the time between Pesach and Shavuos should have been like Chol HaMoed. It should have been a time of Simcha. And because of what took place, Shelo Nagu covered Zebazeh, it turned into Avelus. We're coming as the Sfira has within it a certain feeling of, it's difficult. Why? Well, I can't listen to music. I can't go to chasness. What's going on? I can't take a haircut. It's Avelus. You have to understand what that Avelus is about. 24,000 men, Tanoim, died. Okay. So, you have to have Avelus for that. Of that called Avelus? What does it mean? Mourning. We're sitting in mourning. We don't mourn the death of anybody other than the ones we're mechuyev to mourn their death. A parent, a child, Rachmana Litzlan, a sibling, a wife, a husband. But what's the avelus here? Okay, so that, I'm not saying it's a small little thing, but it doesn't. What's going on here, Shalonov covered Zebazeh, means that there was a churban. The death of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva created a churban. For a churban, there's avelus. When there's churban abayis, there's avelus. Even Tzom Gedalia, you'll say, well, there's Tzom Gedalia. There's one person, and that was 24. We make a tainus. Why? No, the tainus of Tzom Gedalia is not because the Gedalia died. It's because Gedalia died, then they had to build a second Beis HaMikdash. Had he not died, had he not been killed, we didn't have to build a second, we would have rebuilt the first Beis HaMikdash. The difference between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash was awesome. Awesome. No Shechina, no Oren. All of that was all, so much was lacking. But had Gedalia not been killed, they would have had been the first Beis HaMikdash again. So that was a churban. If it's a churban, there's avelus. So what was the churban? Shelo nagu kavod zebazeh. When we came to Maamar Har Sinai, how did we get there? Every day we removed from ourselves a negative midah. The Ramban brings this. We removed a negative midah. And we acquired a positive midah. It's also brought in the Zohar. What does that mean? That we were working very diligently to move from people who were in the depth of degradation, the depth of tumah, memtes sharei tumah. And they come out of that, and they reach the darga of being able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, which is nevuah. Nu, how did they do that? They put in a lot of effort. It wasn't just a passage in the Midbar, you know, that they're following, and the cloud, just going into the Midbar was an effort. That too was part of their effort. What does the Navi Yirmiyahu say? Lech teichacharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zaro zachati lo chesed nurayich. Know what it was? That was a time of enormous accomplishment. And it should have been a time of phenomenal simcha. By the way, anybody know what the gematria of kavod is? It's 32. The sphere that we count is divided into two parts. First, you have the first 32 days, then you have Lag BaOmer till Shavuos. Kovid, the gematria of Kovid is 32. That's when it happened. And the gematria of the second 17 is the gematria of Toiv. So the Sfira was divided into two, into Kovid and to Toiv. And our job, why we have this, and Lag BaOmer was like a island in the middle. What was the island? The island was and the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Yishakeni min Shikus Piu Ki Tovim Dedecha Miyayin. So Rashi explains that Yishakeni min Shikus Piu was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael, to us, peh el peh. There's no question. There was no doubts. It was peh el peh. And we say in Shir Hashirim, Yishakeni min Shikus Piu Ki Tovim. The Dacha Miyoyin, being connected to you, is better than the finest wine. It means like this, says Rashi, right on the spot, that we want to know Soy Ta'ameha Umistar Tzvunoseha, the Soy Ta'ameha of Torah, the internal parts of Torah, the part of Torah that is the Pnimius of Torah. That part which, that wasn't Nizgala then. It was supposed to be Nizgala later. We want more. What we got at the Torah was wonderful. We got Kol HaTorah Kula, except we didn't have the Soit. Rashi says it, it's an open Rashi. Soit Ta'ameha, Umistar Tzavunoseha, the Sisrei Torah. That wasn't given. So where was it supposed to be Nizgala? Where was it supposed to be revealed? In the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva. In the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva. And because the Avelis is not because they died. It's about what they caused by the fact that they had to die. Because that, had they shown COVID to one another, then the Soy Ta'ameh Umistar Tzvunoseh would have been revealed in that Beis Medrash. And that would have been Kol HaTorah Kula, and we would have reached the entire purpose of the entire Bria. And that would be, no, that was it. That would have been it. We've accomplished what we needed to accomplish. And we have Avelus because that Soy Ta'ameh Mistar Tzunoseh is not there anymore. It's gone. Except one day. There was one day that it was revealed slightly. And that was Lag BaOmer. The Shimon Bar Yochai was Megala the Zohar on the day he died, which was Lag BaOmer. That's the Hilula. The Hilula is not because it's a yahrzeit. I mean, here in Chutzlar, it's the Lag BaOmer wasn't such a big deal. I mean, the big deal about Lag BaOmer is you didn't say Tachnun. I mean, what's Lag BaOmer? You know, it's Israel. It's an amazing thing. You know what they say? It's interesting. The Archaim Kaddish could not understand why they're making such a big simcha outside of Yerushalayim. They're outside of Yerushalayim. What's the big simcha? He was searching for the big simcha of Lag BaOmer that they make such a. So actually, he had a problem with it. He said it was hard for him to come to Eretz Yisrael because. I can't not participate with the Tzibur, and I can't be Pirish with the Tzibur, and I can't join this Tzibur. So I can't come. Eventually he came. But the Nakuda here is, that's what was revealed. And that's the fire, and that's the COVID. That's the how we're showing our COVID, our total COVID HaTorah. Because the Torah includes everything. The Torah is everything. And that's called Masheh Bora, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'ilam, Eloi, Bora, Elo, Lichvoidai, that comes through Torah. And when there was Lo Nog, who covered Zebazeh, that canceled it, in a sense. Or at least damaged it. Now, the final thing I have to explain is, what does that mean, Lo Nog, who covered Zebazeh? They were Mevazeh, everybody. Each one was mevazeh the other. No. They didn't treat them mannerly, nicely. They didn't say good morning. What does it mean? Lo nahagu kavod zeh bazeh. So at this I heard from a Gaon Rav Moshe Shapira, Zechariah Tzadik Livracha. Most of the things I say I heard from him. It's not my own. And my Rebbe Rav Hutner, Zechariah Tzadik Livracha. But the Nekuda here was, at Maamar Har Sinai, when the Torah was revealed, and Chai Yisrael worked from the depths of degradation to the heights of Nevuah, they did so by refining their midos, by becoming, and how do we know that? Because when they came to Maamar Har Sinai, it says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They camped, but it's in the singular, not Vayachanu. And why? Ki Yishechod Kulevechod. We all have heard that many times. So, but how did they get to Yishechod Kulevechod? It's by moving step by step towards Maamar Har Sinai. That's what they worked on. To reach Vayichan through the refinement of their midas. But you need the Vayichan. The mistake of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva was they didn't recognize that the accomplishment of each and every one of them, which was Leila Leila, to the highest level, was dependent on each other. In other words, each one of them should have been the Rebbe of all of them, and each one should have been the Talmud of all of them. That's what they didn't recognize. And that is a chasaron of kavod. That's a chasaron of the understanding of what the true value. Kavod is yokar, value. It has value. And what gives it its value is not just my Torah. It's the Torah that I received from all of them. And they were focused on their Torah. The Pnimius HaTorah, as I said, was supposed to come out of them. That's what they were focused on. But ultimately, they made the error in not putting the Vayichan together, not becoming as one. It wasn't that they were mevaz anybody, it wasn't anyone, they didn't call each other names. It wasn't that at all. But it was that, well, the chasaron there was the lack of Vayichan. And without Vayichan, if we're not, Klal Yisrael is not unified, and that's a whole other discussion. Because the unity in Klal Yisrael has always been a problem. And it gets, I'm afraid, worse as time goes on. But the truth of the matter is that each and every one of us has to work in our own, on ourselves, and in our own areas. And if we are able to pull out from ourselves that sense of me first, if the world focuses around me, and that affects everything. It affects the way we daven, it affects the way we do mitzvahs. Why do we do mitzvahs? Oh, I want the schar of mitzvahs. Why do we, how do we daven? No, because I need things. I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, it all is focused on self. I need, I want, help me. I've got this problem, I got this sort of. The tefillahs are me. And we kind of forget that we're connected and standing before the Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we are able to focus on that level of Kavod Shamayim, which was the purpose of all of Bria, then in Yirtzeh Hashem, with the efforts, and everyone's effort matters, and everyone's effort plays a role, and if we put it together properly, then we'll all be Zoicha, Yirtzeh Hashem, B'mehera, B'yomenu, to the coming of Mashiach, building the Beis HaMikdash, and at that time, the ultimate Gilui of Kol, Soitameh, V'sisrei Tzfunoseh, will be revealed, and each and every one of us will have elevated ourselves to a Darga that is truly sublime.
That was sublime.
Thank you.
Chaim was all there.
I don't know, did that recently?
Yeah, probably in